Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-new redesigned Honda Civic. Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper coming to you live from Gillette Stadium. Ahead of the preseason game happening tonight between the Patriots and Washington football team, it's time to welcome in a high-ranking member of the New England Patriots organization, none other than Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. He's brought to you by Peerless Boilers. Peerless Boilers is introducing the new Pavilion tankless water heaters. Get all the hot water you need efficiently and save on your fuel bill year-round. To learn more and to find an installer, visit PeerlessBoilers.com or PavilionTankless.com. Paul, good evening.
What's up, boys?
You sound far away.
Yeah, you sound a little low, Paulie, Paul.
Paul, we have you there?
I'm being told that
there
I sound a little low.
There we go.
Guys.
Hear you.
All
great
right.
Now.
Now we got
okay.
You, Paulie.
All right.
How you feeling, Paul? I mean, you guys finally get to see this team you put together, you know, on the field. I know it's only preseason, but you spent a lot of money. I know this must be an exciting evening for you.
Is that a reference to the high-ranking member
yes,
of the
it
organization?
Is.
Yes,
right.
Okay. And we know that you were heavily involved in all of the decision-making this offseason.
Chris, I expect a little more out of you, Chris. I expect that kind of behavior from Beetle, but okay. So now we know what we're doing. Okay, I'm in. All right. Let's go. Let's get into it. Let's go.
Yeah, well, what do you think of your team? You know, nice team you have here, as Felger would say.
Nice team you got there, Perillo. Yeah, there are some elements that I think have already started to take shape a little bit. Most notably, I think Jonnu Smith looks like he is going to be a big part of what they do on offense. His athleticism is hard to miss when he's out there in the practice field. And on the other side of the ball, it's hard to not notice all the different guys that are out there. Matt Judon, Henry Anderson, Davin Godshaw, you know, the linebackers with Hightower out there in Van Noy. You know, just a lot of different pieces that they didn't have in those spots last year. I have to think the front seven is going to be much stronger against the run. I think that will help keep opponents in third and long. And I think when that's the case, I think the Patriots have been successful. But I do worry a little bit about Stephon Gilmore and when he's going to get back in the fold, because I do think he's a very important part of what they want to do on defense. And I think defense is how they're going to win games if that's how they're going to be successful.
Yeah, Paul, we've spent a good deal of time tonight talking about that Stephon Gilmore situation. This defense is undoubtedly much better with him than they are without him. And in terms of how good of a defense this team can be, in terms of what they've got their sights set on, they could be, conceivably, I'm not going to guarantee it, but they could be top 10, top 5 defense in the league if he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably pretty safe. And you know, this is a stat that really blew me away. You know, we got a bunch of packets and stuff, all kinds of numbers, and you start to dive into the, you know, the pre-training camp stuff. Do you know the Patriots finished last year 7th in defense? They allowed the 7th fewest points in football last year. 7th. Mm-hmm. And I don't think their defense was any good at all. At all. So, yeah, Beetle, to say that they're going to be better this year and be in the top 5, I mean, I think you're just slightly improving on last year, and you're in the top 5. And I think they've more than slightly improved based on personnel. On paper, this should be a much better defense than it was last year.
I was going to say, can we change this instead of points allowed or even total defense to, like, power ranking defense?
Yeah.
You know, where you make an assessment of the defenses in the league and say, oh, that's one of the best defenses in the league right there. Because nobody was saying that about the Patriots last year.
No.
In fact, Chris gave us some statistics earlier about when they failed to stop the run.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, six times last year they allowed more than 5 yards per carry in a game, and they went 1-5 in those games.
Yeah,
so,
and
I mean,
that's been a problem for 2 years, right? That's really gone back to 2019. And with all the guys that I mentioned, you know, the Andersons, the Godshaws, the Judons, if they're not better in that regard, then they really made some mistakes in the offseason, because these are guys with a reputation of being really strong against the run. And I do think that's where it all starts, because I think the Patriots, even last year, were pretty solid when they got teams backed up in third and long situations. I think they were pretty successful. They don't have a great pass rush, but when you get teams one-dimensional and you know it's coming, I think that's when Belichick and his guys can sort of scheme things up a little bit. And having Hightower back allows you to do some of that stuff with he and Van Noy. They were so successful in 2019 doing that. So I think the potential's there for them to be vastly superior on defense than they were last year.
But, you know, let's be honest. I think I agree with everything you said there. Just being at camp, you know, like you, Paulie, there's more talent on the team on defense and overall. But really, I think this is going to come down to the offense, because you have an offense last year that was 27th in the NFL in points, and they struggled in the red zone. They were 24th there in red zone touchdown percentage. how much better will this offense be? They've upgraded everything around the quarterback, and you can argue they've upgraded quarterback too with Mac Jones as a first-round pick, but he's a rookie. But how much better can we really expect this offense to be?
Yeah, that's the huge question going in. I guess we start to find some of those answers tonight, but you know, based on what I've seen in the 12 practices, I think it's going to be a work in progress. I don't think the quarterback play has been really good, you know, for the most part in the practices. I think Mac Jones has shown the ability to compete, and I think he has been sort of on par with Cam Newton all the way. And I think that most of my colleagues would sort of describe that as being really a good sign for Mac Jones. I would agree. To have a rookie look like an 11-year veteran, I think, is really positive. But I think we'd be looking at this a lot different if Cam Newton were playing at a much higher level. I think both guys, for the most part, have been pretty inconsistent. And there have been times where they've looked pretty good. I think on Sunday and Monday of this week, the two full padded practices, I thought both of those guys threw the ball pretty well. But for the most part, you're seeing mistakes mixed in with good throws, and that'll get you beat. That inconsistency will get you beat. So I do share, Chris, your enthusiasm with having Mac Jones here. I'm not sure he's quite ready, and I worry about what the offense will look like with Cam Newton for another year.
Do we see Cam Newton play tonight, Paul?
Yeah, I think you'll see. I think you'll see both Cam and Mac. I don't know if you'll see Hoyer. But my guess is that Cam will start, get his feet wet a little bit, and then maybe turn it over to Mac and let him play the balance of the game and see how it goes. I think you have to get both of these guys some work, because you can't be positive what exactly you have with Cam Newton based on last year.
I would agree with that. I would, but I also think that, as we've talked about so many times, Paul, you and I have talked about it, Chris and I have been talking about it tonight, and that is that Cam sort of has the leg up in this. It's not a truly open competition. He's got the job. It's his job for him to lose. And he's also a bit of a known, you know,
quantity.
Yeah, based on last year, based on what they saw. So I would value, if I were, and again, I'm not coaching the team, but if I were, I would value seeing Mac Jones against as many starters and number one players on the opposite side of the field, as much as you can get him against other players and opponents when it's live. And that tonight would be an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't be opposed to getting Mac Jones as much work, but I would just say, if you listen back to everything, all the narratives we heard in the offseason about Cam Newton, whether it was signing late, you know, at the beginning of July, no preseason, no offseason, getting hit with COVID, no weapons, all the excuses that we got meant this is going to be a whole new year for him, right?
Right.
Well, if you're going to find out if that's true, you have to get him some work to see if he's made any improvement. And, Chris, I know you've been down there at least half the time. I've seen you several days down there.
75% of the time.
What are you, keeping attendance over there, Burrow?
No, well,
you're reporting back to your superiors?
Yeah, 9 out of 12. This is like the old days when Burrs used to keep track of the questions I asked, but go ahead.
No, I you know I didn't mean it because I was wondering about your whereabouts, but Beetle, you're up with us. You know you're segregated from the rest of the world because you're with us up in the ramps. I haven't had a chance to talk to Chris.
No pictures, Paul. No pictures.
But my guess
there
is that Chris doesn't feel like Cam Newton's progress has been much more significant than it was what we last saw last season. That's how I feel.
I think he's been better, though, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I think he's been better and noticeably better. However, to your point, Paul, what I would say is that he's coming from such a low point that it's hard to gauge. Like, even him being like 50% better,
nowhere to go but up.
That still could be terrible. You know, I mean, he's just coming from such a low point. I can't say with any confidence at this point that he can give them the level of quarterbacking that they need to win, and I can't say with any confidence that any of the quarterbacks on this roster can give them
the level of quarterbacking that they need.
That's how I feel. And I just would shudder to think what Cam Newton's production would be without the element of his running added in. You know, you take the 12 touchdowns that he scored as a rusher last year and make that, say, 3 touchdowns like a normal quarterback, and then what do you have?
It's tough. It's
so
tough.
I think on the practice field, you're basically taking that rushing away because he's not running for any plays on the practice field. There's just a lot of inconsistency there. There's a lot of slow developing plays, and there's a lot of interceptions.
All right, Paul. So tonight you said no Hoyer. Why is that?
Oh, I didn't say no Hoyer. I said I'm not sure if we'll see Hoyer.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I mean, I know. Why'd you say that to be not sure? Why are you not sure about Hoyer?
Well, because
from what I hear, Hoyer was very prominent in the the practice a couple of days ago, taking a lot of reps, which I would figure means he's going to play.
See, I look at that in the old days, I'd look at that as meaning he wasn't going to play because he got his work in the previous practice, and now they're going to let the guys that didn't get the work in the practice get the work in the game. So, I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to Belichick about it. I wasn't in the production meeting, even though I'm a high-ranking member of the organization, so I didn't get a chance to hear Bill maybe break that down a little bit. But I wouldn't be surprised if we got either very little of Brian Hoyer or none at all, just for the reason you said, Beadle. Let's get these guys as many reps as they can.
All right, Paul, appreciate your time, and looking forward to talking to you before every game this year.
Good luck tonight, Paul.
All right, I'll make sure I step it up as a high-ranking official.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate
we'll talk
that.
To you guys.
All right, Paul.
Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. Our thanks to him. We're going to be joined by Bob Sosi coming up. A piece of the ceiling just fell off and almost hit me. It's metal.
Oh, my God.
Do you see this?
That really happened?
What is this?
I don't know. Oh, man.
So.
Well, you signed the release.
What's that? It's from the heat. The heat made the ceiling fall apart. Oh. Okay.
You signed the release, Beetle.
We're going to talk to Bob Sosi, voice of the New England Patriots. He's on the way. On the Safety Insurance, 98.5 The Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
The Lobster Rolls.